pass. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
President.
Any discussion? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, with considerable reluctance, I rise on and against this bill. I'm going to vote no, and basically I want to explain my vote. I felt this was an important piece of legislation, about the only thing we have left alive that will do anything in the malpractice. And I'm afraid we're developing a crisis that's just going to gradually get worse. And I don't know, Mr. President, whether our medical community is going to suffer the death of 1,000 cuts, as I've heard it described, where doctors decide they can't afford the risk of staying in practice, retire early while they can, and you have the normal turnover and we simply can't recruit adequate replacements. That's clearly what's happening. Or whether we're going to have something dramatic happen where we lose all of some kind of a specialty that we have to have in some locations, and your whole medical community just suddenly unravels on us. I don't know which is going to happen. It could go either way. But I think we're getting in increasing trouble. And, Mr. President, I know we're getting in increasing trouble with the rising cost of health care. Our constituents are getting to the point where they can't afford it. Our businesses are getting to the point where they can't afford to provide health insurance for the constituents anymore. And we're in trouble. And we're doing nothing about it. So I was hoping this would be a bill where we could succeed in doing something. But frankly, where the decision is not admissible in court, I'm afraid we're going to go the route that so many other states have gone, with a panel that is just ineffective, that doesn't influence the settlement process, that doesn't do anything to improve the poor percentage of the total money that goes to the people that are injured, that doesn't do anything to cut down the cost of medical malpractice insurance. Matter of fact, Mr. President, I'm a little afraid that by adding another step to the process without making much difference, we are simply making things worse. So, Mr. President, I guess, you know, I'm going to vote no, and I guess I'd have to describe it probably as a protest vote against passing legislation that will simply be ineffective.
For the discussion on the bill, Senator Johnson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I took the other voyage, the opposite voyage of my good friend from Natrona County. I started being against this bill in the ballot box last November, where I voted against Amendment C. And I have intended this whole time to vote against House Bill 83, no matter what. If you remember, I went through the review in the late 80s. And I regard it as a speed bump on our way to trial. But looking back and analyzing it, I know why all it was a speed bump, and rather than a meaningful exercise. I was very encouraged when the senator from the northeast part of the state stood up and talked about his service on one of these committees and how successful it was. And as I like to describe myself, I believe that my glass of water is half full. That's the type of person that I am. So with that positive attitude, that optimistic attitude, I think that this has a chance of doing well for us. And if it's only doing well sometimes or most of the time, I would be very, very happy with that. So I'm changing my vote to aye, and I would ask the body to consider voting with me.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
President, I too would ask the Senate to vote aye.
on House Bill 83, and I don't pretend to know whether this is the ultimate answer. I suspect it isn't. But we're starting down a road, starting to resolve the issue of the court cases, particularly involving malpractice. It's kind of a fine line we have to walk. The people in November asked us to go do this. I believe we have to respond to that. I think we have to be careful, and I believe we have stayed within the confines that the Supreme Court laid out a number of years ago in dealing with cases prior to going into the actual courtroom. I believe we've stayed within what is constitutional in those grounds. But I also think we have to try, I don't care what other states did, one of the unique things about Wyoming is we have our problems and we often have unique solutions to them. And ours may be a little bit different than what other states have done, but I believe we're starting down the road to forging our own solutions to the access to medical care, and this is one of them. I believe we're going down the right road. We may have to look at it later on. I got no problem with that. We often do that. But I believe we've got to start. And that's what this bill does. I think it's a good, solid start to allowing people access to the possibility of yes, possibility of no, exactly what's in the bill. I think we should pursue that. And so I know it's unique to our process. I know it may not be the end all, but it is the way we solve problems, by coming together and talking and then saying, yep, this looks like the right way to go. And I hope you'll join me in voting in favor of the bill.
Further discussion on the bill. Further discussion on the bill. House Bill 83, having been read three separate times, question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Jove? Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Peck?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Larson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing? Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
House Bill 83, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 83 has passed the Senate. Messages from the House.
March 1st, 2005, from the House of Representatives, message number 536, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 88, Medical Malpractice Claims Reporting. Ayes 56, noes 1, excused 3. Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Concurrence request. Mr. Vice President, are you ready on message number 534?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
The reading clerk will read message 534.
March 1st, 2005, from the House of Representatives, message number 534, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 172, Gap Accounting Implementation. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, no 0, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, I move that we do concur on message number 534,
Senate File 172, and I asked you to vote yes. What the House did, as you recall, this is a bill that updating our statutes and our counting procedures that we had started about 12 years ago, and really these needed to be done prior to this time, but they had been put off. And the difference which the Senate had added on the first two, the first one there, the deletion on line 1, page 1, line 30, and page 31, lines 30 through 33 is the Air Service Enhancement Account, and we passed that bill this time. It had moved through both bodies, and that takes care of those of that deletion. The next one was the bill we had on the Board of Barber Examiners, and the we addressed that in that statute. Therefore, that took care of the next deletion. And the third one, as you can read there in Section 4, was being worked on depending on what we've done with House Bill 83, which we just passed. And so by passing House Bill 83, that other statute is not needed in the gap accounting bill because it was being updated there in House Bill 83. So basically these are all amendments that the legal staff helped me with, and they said they were all correct and that there was no problem. So I'll ask the body to vote yes on this concurrence.
Any discussion on the concurrence request? Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 172, message number 534. You've been requested to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will call a roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Haynes,
aye.
Hawks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Peck,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Vasey,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Larson,
aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your votes, you have concurred on Senate File 172, message 354. Senator Massey, are you ready on message number 537?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read in message 537.
March 1st, 2005, from the House of Representatives, message number 537. Concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 113, Medical Safety Event Reporting. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 1, excused 3. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Albenskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move concurrence message number 537 to Senate File number 113 and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, there are two changes to Senate File 113 after we had sent it over, after it left the Senate. One important part of this medical safety event reporting was the confidentiality of the reports that are coming in from the various healthcare facilities. And we had language in our bill to guarantee that confidentiality, and that language does remain there. The House Committee found some additional language already in our statutes, other parts of our statutes, which also gets at confidentiality. They added it thinking that this will ensure, make it even more ironclad, that this confidentiality cannot be breached. So what you see, Mr. President, on the amendment on page 10, line 19 to the bill, is that language from other parts of the statutes. and it relates back to the Health Care Quality Improvement Act on the federal level of 1986, and we're just now bringing that forward to this part of the statutes that we're creating as a result of the Medical Safety Event Reporting System, and placing it there, make sure it's applicable to that part of the Act, as subsection J states. And then the second amendment, Mr. President, it is over on page 8, line 20. Presently, we just simply state in the bill that major medical errors would be reported to the Department of Health, and people were fine with that, but they did have some concerns that the Department of Health would designate the Office of Healthcare Licensing and Survey as being the place to report. And they're concerned about that because one of the functions of that particular division in the department is also to investigate certain types of medical errors under another reporting system. And so hospitals and others had some concern that if you're reporting to the same individuals, then perhaps they will begin to breach the confidentiality that's in this one in favor of the reports they receive in the other one, other reporting system. So the amendment was placed on there, which is a good amendment, saying the Department of Health can house this function anywhere it wants to within its department, but just not within that division to ensure that a conflict of interest does not arise. So I think both of these amendments are helpful to the bill and strengthens the intentions of the bill, and would certainly urge the body to vote aye.
Further discussion on the concurrence request? Further discussion? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 113, Message 537, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will call a roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Peck?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Larson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 113, Message 537. I have a conference committee to appoint. Message number 523, Senate File 8. Conference committee number 2 will be Senator Ross, Senator Hawks, and Senator Vasey. Signing of enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 103.
House Enrolled Act number 103, being original House Bill 114, and Act relating to the Wyoming Pharmacy Act.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 103, being original House Bill 114. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 104.
House Enrolled Act number 104, being original House Bill 148, an act relating to the Wyoming Veterans Memorial Museum.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 104, being original House Bill number 148. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 105.
House Enrolled Act number 105, being original House Bill 186, an act relating to athletic events. for athletic agents.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 105, being original House Bill 186. I've so signed. Enrolled Act Number 106.
House Enrolled Act Number 106, being original House Bill 189, an act relating to veterans.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 106, being original House Bill 189. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 107.
House Enrolled Act Number 107, being original House Bill Number 327, an act relating to water.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 107, being original House Bill 327. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 108.
House Enrolled Act Number 108, being original House Bill 349, an act relating to temporary guardianship.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 108, being original House Bill 349. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 109.
House Enrolled Act Number 109, being original House Bill 165, an act relating to open meetings.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 109, being original House Bill 165. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 110.
House Enrolled Act Number 110, being original House Bill 87, an act relating to sex offender registration.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 110, being original House Bill 187. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 111.
House Enrolled Act Number 111, being original House Bill Number 258, an act relating to the Wyoming Pharmacy Act.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 111, being original House Bill 258. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 112.
House Enrolled Act Number 112, being original House Bill 290, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 112, being original House Bill 290. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 113.
House Enrolled Act Number 113, being original House Bill 316, and Act relating to libraries.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 113, being Original House Bill 316. I've so signed. Enrolled Act Number 114.
House Enrolled Act Number 114, being Original House Bill 340, an act relating to the legislature.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 114, being Original House Bill 340. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 91.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 91, being Original Senate File 14, and Act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 91, being Original Senate File 14. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 92.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 92, being Original Senate File 65, and Act relating to Alzheimer's disease.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 92, being Original Senate File 65. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 93.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 93, being Original Senate File 24, an act relating to school finance.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 93, being Original Senate File 24. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 94.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 94, being Original Senate File 58, an act relating to Prison Industries Program.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 94, being Original Senate File 58. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 95.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 95, being Original Senate File 119, an act relating to the legislature.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 95, being Original Senate File 119. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 96.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 96, being Original Senate File 154, and act relating to podiatrists.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 96, being Original Senate File 154. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 93.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 97, being Original Senate File 93, an act relating to nursing.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 97, being Original Senate File 93. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 98.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 98, being original Senate File 100, and Act relating to the Wyoming Public Assistance and Social Services Act.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 98, being original Senate File 100. I have so signed Enrolled Act Number 99.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 99, being original Senate File 130, and Act relating to county coroners.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 99, being original Senate File 130. I have so signed Enrolled Act Number 100.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 100, being original Senate File 131, and Act relating to school facilities.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 100, being original Senate File 131. I have so signed Enrolled Act Number 101.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 101, being original Senate File 143, and Act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 101, being original Senate File 143. I have so signed Enrolled Act Number 102.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 102, being original Senate File 150, an act relating to the Office of the Attorney General.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 102, being original Senate File 150. I have so signed Enrolled Act Number 103.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 103, being original Senate File 88, and Act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 103, being original Senate File 88. I have so signed. We have another concurrence request. Senator Ross, are you ready on message 535?
I am.
The reading clerk will read in message 535.
March 1st, 2005, from the House of Representatives, message number 535, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 71, Wyoming Community Facilities Program. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 2, excused 3. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 535, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 71, Community Facilities Program, and ask the body, even though it pains me, to vote no. The House version is significantly different than the version that passed out of the Senate. If you will recall, In the Senate, we tied it specifically to schools, existing schools, or surplus government property. This bill expands it beyond that. There is also a difference in the monies of $10 million in the House versus $5 million as it left the Senate. And even though I do personally like the changes that were made in the House, I believe it's imperative that we vote no, take it to conference committee, and work out the differences, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President.
Further discussion on the amendment. Senator Scott, on the concurrence request. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, to the best of my knowledge, they didn't distribute the substitute bill, and I can't tell what the House really did. Is it possible to either lay this back or get a much more extensive description of what the House actually did? I halfway think they may have done some good things, but yeah.
Senator Ross.
Well, Mr. President, the good senator does make a point in that apparently the substitute bill, which is substitute Y, number Y, I happen to have a copy of it, but only because I was prime sponsor of this bill and work over in the House and follow the meetings. I guess what I would tell you is that's a judgment call for the president at this point in time. I don't know, but I mean, I can go through the substitute bill, but it is a lot different than what we did when it left the Senate.
If you have a copy of the substitute bill, I request you do go through the substitute bill and tell us what the changes were.
Well, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President.
We're approaching a deadline, and if you have that and can describe that, you've been asked to vote no, but if you have that and can describe that to the satisfaction of members of the body, I request you do that.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the bill basically establishes a program similar to what we had. It did originally, House Bill 330, which was the House bill that we opted to work the Senate version, and they've amended in a lot of House Bill 330 into this bill, and it sets up a program to assist local governments with regards to community facilities, and it's not just for schools or surplus properties. It involves any kind of community facility involving, in addition to new buildings, new construction, for historic cultural preservation and community enhancement projects. One of the things one of the amendments that was added in, as you can see on the concurrence, was to, in addition to just recreation and other kinds of facilities, they added in cultural and art kinds of community facilities. One of the things that the substitute bill did also that I think is good is that it brought back in the Business Ready Communities program and struck out some language concerning problematic language in terms of so that we can differentiate the two programs. Business Ready Communities, if this bill passes, it will be strictly for infrastructure kinds of needs for for economic development, whereas this is really to enhance quality of life in our communities. The bill did retain oversight by the SLIP board. The original House Bill 330 had it solely to the Business Council, and they made the decisions, period. So it does retain oversight of the SLIP board, which was the Senate's position in that regard. Provides for grants and loans as previously for space for community gatherings and functions, appropriate recreational athletic facilities for community members, particularly youth, historic preservation, cultural preservation, and then we add in cultural and art. It allows for rehabilitation of existing buildings. It does provide for expansion and renovation of these buildings, but it also does have in there grants and loans for convention centers, landscaping, acquisition of land or other buildings, and the development of infrastructure serving a facility being rehabilitated, enhanced, or constructed with a grant awarded or a loan made under this article. So it goes back to a lot of the idea of the original Senate File 71 in terms of basically making it available to all communities, regardless of whether or not you have a surplus building or not. Of course, they did put in a provision that the council and the board, meaning the SLIP board, will give higher priority to any project calling for rehabilitation and reuse of surplus public school or government buildings. So the way this bill is set up is to give priority to those buildings that are out there, but you can also do new buildings or infrastructure for perhaps even a convention center or something like that. And I think that's pretty much the bill, except for there is also a $10 million appropriation in it versus a $5 million appropriation that the Senate had. And I believe that would be the salient points and the differences between the Senate version and the House's version.
Further discussion on the concurrence request. Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm one of the sponsors on this bill, and I too would urge you to vote no. I think it takes it far beyond the scope that the Senate intended originally, and I would urge your no vote.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, I too urge us to vote no. I commend the sponsor. He could have come in there. I mean, the bill returned closer to what you actually wanted, and you could have came in here and pulled a fast one on us virtually. And I know you would never do that, and I appreciate the honesty of those sponsors. We made a decision to limit the program in the Senate. We limited it to abandoned school and government buildings. And I would like to see us go back to conference, and I ask you to vote no.
Further discussion on the conference request. Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 71, and you've been asked to vote no. The Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Allman?
No.
Barrasso?
No.
Boggs?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Geis?
No.
Haynes?
No.
Hawks?
No.
Hines? Jennings?
No.
Job?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Northrup?
No.
Peck?
No.
Ross?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
No.
Townsend?
No.
Vasey?
No.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Larson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing.
Ox, I
know. Not to
I.
Ox, no to I. Ross, no to I. Closing. Vote closed. 3 ayes, 27 noes.
By your vote, you fail to concur on Senate File 71. Message 535. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move the Senate to be adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Are there any announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, the Management Audit Committee is going to meet upon adjournment of both houses in room 302 upstairs today, Tuesday, March 1st.
And what thing did he say? The motion is that the Senate be adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.